Welcome to the CLS Experience. I'm your host, Craig Siegel. I'm a born and raised New Yorker who achieved success with multiple businesses, but I crave something deeper. So I dedicated myself to personal growth and transformation by revamping my mindset. I went from being unable to run a mile to conquering four marathons the following year. Now, I want to help others manufacture big breakthroughs of their own.
Yeah, because, you know, you got to understand the journey, the beginning. You know, no one even thought that a kid my side could even play, let alone high school, college. But NBA was definitely out of the question. So being able to not just play in the NBA, but to go in the way like the big guys go in terms of being selected and being drafted and being, you know, one of the 12 overall selected in the draft was always a great honor.
That's awesome. On today's episode of the CLS Experience, we have a very special treat. He's an NBA legend who maintained one of the most unique ball handling skills of all time. He's the shortest player to ever compete in terms of physical stature, yet he played with one of the biggest hearts, full of grit and mental toughness. He starred in the global phenomenon hit movie Space Jam alongside Michael Jordan, and he's made a major impact in the world of personal development. He's a mentor, coach, extraordinary author, and has inspired millions with his relentless work ethic and drive. He's just a juggernaut in all facets of life and a terrific human being. Please welcome the iconic, dynamic, innovative, and electrifying trailblazing Muggsy Bogues. How you doing, Muggsy?
I'm doing good. How much that's going to cost me for that great intro?
You liked it?
That was awesome. I appreciate it.
All right, good. I'm so happy I did good by you. It's funny because we were talking before. We probably could have chatted for an hour, but we wanted to save the juicy stuff for the show. Like I said earlier, the brand is exploding, but I'm a fan. I've been a fan of your work for quite some time. You inspired me personally, and I'm excited to share your story with the audience. I think for most of the audience listening, we're a little over a million now, is they're probably familiar with you. In case you guys are not, go check out his social media, go to his website, check out his books, see what he's all about. But what I like to do is, instead of diving deep at the beginning, I just want to have a great conversation. I think that's what's most valuable. Before we start, we're going to get a little nuts. You ready for me?
I'm all set. Let's get nuts.
Muggsy, what is your superpower?
What is my superpower? Well, you know, Space Jam has taken away from me early on, but they I was able to regain it back, and I got that vice grip defense that's always going to be super.
Yeah, I love that. And that really comes down to effort, right?
Effort is always the key. You know, confidence and effort, with those two pillars, it can carry you a long way.
Ooh, Muggsy's got nuggets today. Confidence and effort. I couldn't agree more. And for the audience listening, like, that's valuable. It's universal for any industry.
Absolutely. I mean, that's where it goes. I mean, once you put the effort into whatever you believe in, the confidence then takes over, then that's where it all dictates to how the outcome will be.
Love it. Couldn't agree more. Muggsy, what are some non-negotiables for you?
Some non-negotiables. Non-negotiable. I would say anything with dealing with kids, you know, something in regards of not treating them fairly, not giving them a fair opportunity. And that's what inclusion. Anybody that believes that, you know, that someone should have an opportunity regardless of the color of the skin should be given that opportunity. So those are my don'ts.
I love that. It's great. Yeah. And I agree with you 100%. There's so many places we could take this conversation, so many things we could do. I obviously want to give a little bit of context. One of the things that I loved about you is, you know, for the NBA, I don't think it's a secret, and I know you've used this term before, but it's the land of the giants, so to speak. But you were never intimidated to enter that arena, so to speak, even though you were a staggering 1 foot shorter than the average player at your time. Were you ever intimidated, or you kind of had played with an edge, so to speak?
Well, no, I definitely wasn't intimidated. You know, I just played with confidence. I played with confidence with like anyone else, and I believed within myself. And that may have a little edge because of the willingness to want to prove everybody wrong, showing that I belong on that platform just like anyone else. So once you have that understanding of who you are, what you're capable of doing, then skies is the limit because you are definitely the one that's in control.
That's it. It's a mindset, so to speak, and like a paradigm shift.
Absolutely. It's always going to come down to the mindset. Whatever strong-minded you are and how you believe in whatever that task may be, that's how it's all going to work out.
This is gripping stuff. And for the audience, run that back, grab a pen and a journal. Your mindset will either make you or break you, so to speak. And everybody knows that, like, if you want to look good or be in good shape, you have to be physically fit. But what I think is overlooked, and I think what is most significant, it sounds like you agree, is being mentally fit.
Oh, absolutely. And mentally fit is not just saying, okay, I do believe, and then all of a sudden you let the confidence start to waver. You never let it waver. You continue to believe until the end, regardless of the outcome, because that's where it all stands.
That's it. I love this. Muggsy, you grew up in the inner city. It wasn't easy. I know that. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I was doing my homework because I'm a fan. And obviously, I want to show this conversation the respect it deserves. You were shot at 5 years old. Is that true?
Yeah, the age of 5 years old, growing up in the inner city of Baltimore. You know, it was very challenging once you went outside your door. Unfortunately for me, I was at the wrong place at the wrong time. A fight had broken out. One of the kids took a rock and broke one of the store owner's window. He came running out of his shed. I ran out of the store, went straight to his shed and grabbed his double barrel shotgun and just started shooting. Fortunate enough, the bullet missed my head, but unfortunately, the buckshot hit my arms and my legs. And from that moment on, I believe that's where my journey began, because the mind, as we talked about earlier, it started to become more stronger than ever. The words that people used to say about my size didn't matter anymore.
That's right. Because you had a new perspective, right? Because you were shot. Two things. And number one, for the audience that's listening, is like, what does that mean, buckshots? How would you explain that? And also, after being teased and also being shot, it kind of puts things in perspective, right? I don't care about that person's words. I've been through a lot tougher.
Absolutely. Once you go through a dramatic experience like I've endured in terms of being shot and buckshots, which you was talking about, those come out of the bullets of the double barrel shotgun. So you got a bullet, then you got the pellets that's inside of it. And those were the ones that hit me. And of course, you know, when you have overcame something in that regard, I mean, you trying to pursue a dream, worries was the least of my worries. You know, no one could tell me or pick on me about my size. It all came down to the skill set. And that's what I mostly focused on.
And you relied back to your training, so to speak. I love that.
That's what you have to do. And I was had a blessing along my way, which Mr. Leon Howard, who gave me that opportunity to learn the game at a high level, to become a student of the game and understand my size and how I could be impactful on both ends of it. That was something that really relished and soaked in for me.
Yeah, I absolutely love this. You end up going on to play, and this is very well documented, on one of the greatest high school teams of all time. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you went an unbelievable 59-0 in your junior and senior year. Is that accurate?
That is correct.
And
that
My
is,
goodness.
Yeah. It was, I mean, that was special, you know, especially the way we did. Because, you know, these days you have teams recruiting players. You know, you got these type of schools where they kind of go out and find the best player they can to bring to their school. For us, we all lived in the neighborhood. That was a school right across the street. We all grew up. So we was fortunate enough to have an opportunity to play with one another, and we relished it. I mean, we took great advantage of it. And it all credit goes to Coach Bob Wade, because having so much talent on that team and being able to manifest it and control it and keep the amigos checked at the door was very, very special.
I love this. Use the word there, manifest. I'm really big on that. The audience is too. Nowadays, it's kind of a sexy word, but I feel as though a lot of people don't really understand the word manifest. How would you describe that?
Well, it's over time. Things that you put together, things how you work, and the outcome become to a world fruition. You know, it's all about being able to understand what your role is, and we all understood what our role was. And being able to have that type of skill set with among another, and being able to complement each other, I mean, it allowed us to be able to manifest that into something that was very special, which being 59-0 for two seasons straight.
Yeah, and you're being very humble. Special is an understatement. And I like also that you said, like, put your ego aside, and then you guys formed an unbelievable synergy and alignment with one each other. And you formed some really good relationships there, right? That and a lot of those players ended up going to the NBA.
Yeah, that's special bonds. Four of us were fortunate enough to make it in the NBA. Three of us, myself, Reggie Williams, and the late Reggie Lewis got drafted in the same round in the first round in the same draft. So we made history that year as well. But we always had one of our former teammates, and David Wingate was already in the NBA. So four of us was fortunate enough to make it in the NBA from that team.
Love that. And also something I heard you talk about, which really struck a chord with me, is you learned a lot about gratitude from your coach in high school. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what leaders do. You know, leaders teach you. You know, and he was such a great leader. He was very empathetic. He understood where we came from. I mean, he gave us, he made us all accountable, you know, and he also gave us vision. So we all knew what the task was at hand. But more importantly, as you just alluded to, we was grateful. We understood how to win. And if it did come to where we lose, you know, he taught us that in terms of how to be, have great character in wins and losses. But unfortunate enough for us, we never witnessed that losing side. So he was unbelievable in terms of gratitude and making us understand how grateful we were.
Nutrition Solutions offers the best healthy meal prep options for health, wellness, weight loss, and improved performance. The customer service and support at Nutrition Solutions is unbelievable and second to none. And when I travel for my marathons, the meals are waiting at my hotel. I don't even have to break a sweat. Even their protein donuts and breakfast items are made with fresh organic ingredients. I love Nutrition Solutions' reliability, quality, and all-around lifestyle that they represent, which is world-class. To get both physically and mentally fit, go to NutritionSolutions.com and use promo code CLS25. Thank me later, you dig. Yeah, and a lot of these stuff that we're talking about right now, this is like life lessons, like gratitude and building character and stuff like that. And, you know, I didn't learn this stuff until after college when I really understood personal development and so forth. But your coach was installing this in you guys at a very young age. And I imagine this helped you not only cope with life, but really thrive by being so mature and really understanding the big picture from an early age.
He prepared us. I mean, he's been through it. He was a former athlete, even though he was a football player, but he was a disciplinarian. He wanted to make sure that we understood how to be student athletes, you know, on and off the court, and how we can continue to stay focused on the task at hand. We all wanted something big out of life, and he wanted to make sure that we didn't shortchange that and give it our best and the best effort we possibly could give.
Bang. Muggsy's on fire today. This is great stuff. Only negative I got going on is we don't have 10 hours to chat. I know that you end up choosing Wake Forest, despite being recruited by so many schools. I believe a little bit of this had to do with your mom. Is that the reason why you chose Wake Forest?
Well, one of the reasons. Wake Forest, I mean, it was the ACC. That was one of the toughest conferences, not the toughest at the time.
Sure.
Plus, it came on every Saturday, every weekend, and my mom and dad, they could just turn the TV on, and they didn't have to travel. But it was a challenge academically as well. I knew if things didn't work out with me on the basketball court, then I have something to fall back on. So those were some of the main reasons why I decided to go to Wake.
Yeah. And then obviously we're fast forwarding a little bit because I want to make the most of every second here. But you end up being the 12th overall pick to the Bullets, realizing your childhood dream. And let me just reiterate that to the audience. I'm not sure Muggsy expected to get picked at number 12, but I knew it was going to be early round pick. But 12th overall in the NBA draft. What was that moment like for you?
Oh, it was a surreal moment. It was the day of that draft. The weight of the world was lifted off my shoulders. Being able to go up there and experience shaking the commissioner's hand just like all the other guys have done it. I mean, it was very special, and it was special for me and my family. And I'll never forget that. That will always be one of the highlights of my career.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And also that gives you confidence, right? Like you did that. That was like the end of one story arc, and then obviously another one began after that. But like you said, like the weight of the world off your shoulders, now it's go time, kind of releases some of the pressure, right?
Yeah, because, you know, you got to understand the journey, the beginning. You know, no one even thought that a kid my size could even play, let alone high school, college, but NBA was definitely out of the question. So being able to not just play in the NBA, but to go in the way like the big guys go in terms of being selected and being drafted and being, you know, one of the 12 overall selected in the draft, was always a great honor.
That's awesome. And I think you're going to really like this quote, Muggsy. I recently formed a relationship and interviewed Adrian Haslett, who was a survivor of the Boston Marathon bombing. And since then, she's gone on after losing a leg to run marathons and so forth. That she said something along the lines of this, and it just reminded me of what you said. Someone was asking her how she's going to finish, and she said, what's going to get her to the finish line is nothing compared to what got her to the start line. And that kind of reminded me of what you just said, just getting drafted. Now it's go time.
Yeah, I mean, and people don't understand the beginning is always the start of the journey.
Yes.
You know, able to have that confidence in the beginning, have that understanding of what that is. You know, people just don't realize how important that is, because the start of it is just like when you're putting together a company. It's always about the infrastructure. It's always about how you all put it together and organize and everybody understand it. So when you have that understanding, that's a beautiful thing.
Infrastructure. I love this conversation straight up. You're speaking to my soul, and I love how like wise you are. Like, yes, we're talking about basketball. But like we said earlier, it's applicable and it's universal for so many other things. Moving along, I know you had the opportunity to play with the iconic Moses Malone in your rookie year. And correct me if I'm wrong, but he also kind of became a mentor to you. I think he called you Muggsy the Baltimore Pimp, if I read correctly. What was the deal with your friendship with him? And then also, like, how important is it to have mentorship and kind of put your ego aside in anything in life?
It was special. And I was so grateful for Big Mo taking me under his wing, teaching me the do's and don'ts about the NBA. That was one of the reasons why I was able to have a longevity career, because of that type of information. You know, here it is, when you got a Hall of Famer that really just taking you and really showing you the way, I mean, that's all I can ask for. And I wanted to make sure that I returned the favor and showing them how I really appreciated by going on and having a successful career and then passing it forward, you know, being able to do that to the ones that came underneath of me, like the Vince Carters and the Tracy McGrady's and so forth.
Yeah, unbelievable stuff. And it's so important to be able to gravitate towards someone that's a little bit further ahead, has a little bit more life experience and so forth. Really, in anything, you were able to find that. And I love that you give it back now. And I know that it's something that really fills your heart to this day, is giving back.
Yeah, anytime you can have an opportunity to have a mentor, someone to mentor you, to kind of guide you, tell you about the do's and don'ts, I mean, it's always helpful. It just gives you a little platform, more guideline on terms of things of what you need to look for and watch out for your own benefit. And so I truly always appreciate that. And that's something that I think anybody could benefit from going forward.
Muggsy, you're on fire and you can't be stopped. That's all I got out of that. In 1998, they have an expansion draft. And I know you end up at the Charlotte Hornets, where I think most people probably recognize you. I think I had a pretty sure I had a cool poster of you on the Hornets in my room when I was growing up. But also at this moment, which is pivotal, is you kind of learned a little bit about the business side of the NBA kind of when this happened. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, being in Washington, being highly selected, and after the end of the season, having the exit meeting, being told that, you know, players going to be kind of, they're going to bring players in to kind of fit the way you like to play, the more off-tempo style. And then by the time you got home to your apartment, you get a phone call from your agent saying that the Washington Bullets are no longer going to protect you. They're going to let you be exposed to the expansion draft. And, you know, of course, I was pissed at the moment, because just leaving, hearing words that you was going to be part of an organization and then hearing that you're no longer going to be part of that organization, it pissed me off. But at the same time, you know, it just showed the ugly head of the NBA. I realized this is a business. You know, I got to now reshift my thinking and get prepared for going down to Charlotte to make the best of it. Even though I never played in Charlotte, but I played in the Carolinas, so I was kind of familiar with the Carolinas area. So I was looking forward to that opportunity.
Yeah, and let's unpack that for a moment more, right? Like, you were pissed off in regards to kind of being told one thing and then going through another, but you didn't spend too much time and energy wasted on that. You said, this is the situation. This is what it is. Let's channel that to exploding on the court and so forth. And I think a lot of people, when something like that happens to them, whether it be anything in life, is they spend a little bit too much energy focusing on what happened as opposed to what's next.
Yeah, that's something that I don't do. I let it process it, you know, give it its proper, you know, understanding of what happened, and especially if things are not in my control, then that's something that I don't kind of dwell on. But things that I do dwell on, the things that in my control, and that's where I had to reshift my thinking, get myself mentally prepared to go to this next task, the next challenge, I should say, in terms of trying to be that player that I want to be in the NBA. And I was so forward looking. I was so desperately looking forward for that opportunity. And I took totally advantage of it.
That's awesome. And then a little bit sooner than later, LJ comes, right? Larry Johnson. And you guys really begin to elevate.
Yeah, we started to get some really good draft picks. We got, you know, Larry Johnson, Kendall Gills, and Alonzo Mourning, and that kind of elevated out. And that was something that was very special. You know, that fifth year in existence, we was fortunate enough to make it to the playoff and derail the great franchise in Boston Celtics on that first round.
Yeah, that was a big moment for you too, right?
Very big moment. Very big moment for us, for the franchise, because as I said, the fifth year in existence and being able to be in the playoff that early on, really rejuvenate not only us, but also had a lot of electrifying fans being so excited around the arena and around the town.
Yeah, that's awesome. Another player that played in this time period, Michael Jordan, MJ. The guy is super competitive. You guys obviously worked on the film together and so forth. What stood out to you, Muggsy, about MJ's competitive drive compared to other people, really anywhere in the world?
Well, MJ, he just was a killer. I mean, he developed that after he got into the NBA, you know, playing him in college. I mean, he was just Michael Jordan. But once he got to the NBA, the space is open. You know, floor space, and it became more of an individual game somewhat. And he took full advantage of his skill set. And he became that player that no one thought he would be, but he became that player that everybody respect him and understood that he was, you know, considered that GOAT of the game. I mean, he has that ability to where he had no deficiencies. And, you know, because we all had some sort of one deficiency about ourselves that we didn't like. But, you know, MJ was so fundamentally developed as well as his athletic ability, which was really scary.
Yup, that's correct. Billionaire Mark Cuban is motivating entrepreneurs daily with his Three Commas line of apparel, accessories, and coffee. Three Commas has the softest suede crew tees, a great line of accessories, and the best direct trade Colombian coffee. Join the Three Commas Club on Instagram at Three Commas or visit their website, 3commas.com, to learn more. Thank me later, you dig? And also, he's a savage, right? Like, if he had a deficiency, like, he's working his butt off to turn that weakness into a strength. No excuses.
Yeah, he had one of the highest work ethics that you can ever have. And the mindset was more than anything. You know, he had that killer instinct that no one or two people couldn't guard him. And that's the way he always approached the game.
Yeah, that's awesome. Straight up. I know that it's no secret that you've dealt with injuries in your career, specifically the knee and so forth. And I've interviewed some of the world's greatest athletes. And I'd love to ask this question because we know the toll that injuries takes on the body, so to speak. But what kind of toll do injuries take on the mental component of it?
Well, it can take on a mental component if one let it. But, you know, athletes understand that injuries is a part of the game. And you got to make sure that you, whatever injury that is, that you take care of it as quickly as you possibly, or go through that process or whatever that healing is that you have to go through. In today's game, I mean, ACL and Achilles, you still could play. You know, back in our game, that ended your career. So guys got to really just do a great job, continue to take care of their bodies. You're seeing a lot of guys playing a lot longer these days, 17, 22 years, and that's all mainly comes to credit of them taking care of their bodies and understanding how important it is in off time.
Yeah. And just off topic for a second, because, you know, I'd be doing the fans a disservice if I didn't ask you, there's a big game tonight. Who do you like to wrap this thing up in the NBA Finals, Celtics or the Warriors?
Well, you know, I'm still with the Warriors. You know, I play for the Warriors. Stephen is with the Warriors, so I got my little bias there. Even though it's 2-1 Boston favorite, I still believe in Golden State and their ability to turn this thing around, experience. But I am a little scary. Boston's looking really good. They are really playing long and big and making Golden State, you know, exert a lot of energy. So hopefully, you know, the game tonight, it could go the Warriors' way and we can get a 2-2 and I'll get some more pressure back on Bross.
That kid Tatum is no joke, huh?
Nah, Tatum and Brown, they're both no joke. I mean, those are two upcoming superstars that the NBA is so grateful for. And but you love just good basketball. You love to see young players who now start to understand how to be consistent and how to be that star for your franchise on a nightly basis.
Yeah. I love this. Straight up. It's a fun series to watch, and it's exciting. Pivoting and going back for a second, in 1996, y'all drafted Kobe Bryant, and then he was obviously immediately traded. What was that moment like, and did you guys have any idea how good that he was going to become?
Well, no idea how good he was going to become. We knew he was very talented coming straight out of high school. But when they selected Kobe for our franchise, I think it was always in the mix that they was going to trade it. And for Vlade Divac, I think, you know, Kobe had emphasized that he wanted to play in L.A., that he had no interest in wanting to play in Charlotte, I believe, at that time. And, you know, he wanted to play in the bigger market. So I think that was the situation why it never came to fruition, him coming to Charlotte.
Yeah, understood. You played with Del Curry for, I believe, it was 11 years. You saw Steph running around in the gym, playing ball so young and so forth. What was your relationship with, like, Dell? And did you ever have any idea that Steph would become the shooter that he is today?
Well, Dell and I, you know, as you just alluded to, we played 11 years together, and I've been on Dell since college. And Steph and our kids always just loved to be in the locker room, come around and shoot the ball, play with the ball. They were gym rats. But, you know, no one knew Steph would be turning out to be the player that he is today. You know, as you say, giving him that little playing ride at the age of four in the locker room and not even knowing that you doing that to the best shooter that ever laced it up in the NBA. Yeah. But it's so gratifying to be witnessing it. Him and Seth are having an unbelievable run right now. And I'm just so thankful to be able, again, to be witnessing what they've done. And you got to credit Sonya and Dell for the great job they've done with their kids.
100%. That's where it begins. I love this stuff. Sure, this is an awesome conversation. And I appreciate you getting vulnerable and really diving deep and giving us some access to the game, especially around those times. You also played with a very young Vince Carter and T-Mac, like you alluded to earlier in the conversation. What was up with those cats? Were they beasts right out the gate? Was it very obvious?
Oh, absolutely. You saw the young talent that they had early on, and you knew they was going to be stars. You just wanted to make sure that they understood and stayed grounded in the process, and that's exactly who they are. They stayed grounded throughout the entire process. The 22 years Vince is playing, and probably 17 for Tracy. I mean, it was remarkable to see the journey that they had and they took amongst one another. Playing with both of them was special. I mean, you could just throw the ball anywhere and they was going to go get it. But it was great for them at the moment during that early on that time because they treated and they respected the veterans in their life. And they talk about it all the time, how we impacted their life at early age, taught them how to be true professionals, how to come to the game and how to approach the game. So that's something that they always credit us for. We're so grateful to be getting that honor because that's something that we wanted to get across to them, to be that type of player then as well as that type of person.
Yeah, it's so cool, Muggsy, like the different generations that you played with, right? Like you played with MJ and them, and then towards the end, obviously, with Vince and T-Mac, so Kobe and so forth. Your career ends up being finished, I believe, in 2001, and you're the top 25 all-time in assists. You stepped away from the game primarily because your mom was battling cancer, I believe. Tell me if that's right. And it's something that I can relate to because right now my pop's battling cancer, and it sucks, and it's no fun. I want to be there for him as much as I can.
Absolutely, yes. That is the main reason why I left the game. My mom was going through her ordeal in 2001. I had 3 years left on my contract. And, you know, that became, you know, less important. She seen my last game. She was with me all the way from day one. And when she lost her life, I just didn't have the energy to go back out there anymore. You know, thankful for Mark Cuban, who had owned the team at the time. He honored my contract and just took me off the books and paid me all the way up to 2004. So I was so grateful and thankful for that. But it's nothing. It's nothing like losing moms and nothing like, you know, that's the cord that, you know, we got cut from. And that'll always be something that will stay with me throughout, even to this day.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Mark actually sponsors the podcast, so there's a lot of synergy there. But yeah, you definitely made the right move, and family at the end of the day is obviously the priority. So I appreciate that very much. You had so many cool moments from your career. What was the biggest takeaway? Not necessarily the best moment, but like, what was the biggest takeaway of your career?
Just the bond, the relationship that you was able to endure throughout. I mean, that was special. That's what it all comes down with. The guys that you went to battle with, and you shared the ins and outs in terms of with your family and some of your highlights and some of your low moments. Just being able to have those experiences with those guys and those special bonds. I mean, that's what it was all about for me. And now we all move on and continue to live our life in a different fashion. But at the same time, we still got that same love and care and affection for each other and our families. And that's what always will make it that much special.
Yeah, that's awesome. A guy like you with a competitive drive, and I know you just wrapped up a round of golf. You obviously always looking for that next thing that kind of lights you up. So what is it this day? Like, what are you really excited about right now?
Well, I'm very passionate about my foundation. You know, my foundation, the Mother Bowl Family Foundation, where we provide scholarship for at-risk youth and feed the community, trying to give them a better life going forward. So we're trying to make sure we, you know, provide these kids and these families with opportunities where they ain't got to worry about, you know, some of the things that they have to, you know, that's challenging out here in terms of putting food on the table or putting gas in the car. And kids that have an opportunity to not have debt when they leave school. And we focus more or less on the 2-year trade skill kid that can go and work right to trade school program. CPCC is our school that adopted our program, that partnered with us, and where they can actually go and graduate in 2 years and be certified and get a job right away. So that's something special to us. And for us, just, you know, continue to go out here and run my basketball camps to inspire these kids to be the best version they can be.
Yeah. You still play ball?
Not much, not run up and down, you know, in the backyard, a little shooting horse game. That's about it.
I love it. I have to ask you this before we wrap up, Muggsy. I think it was 96. You took part, in my opinion, one of the greatest sports movies ever, Space Jam. How'd that come about? And what was it like filming it with all your friends and all those icons?
Oh, man, it was a blast filming with the likes of the Michael, the Patrick, Larry Johnson, and Charles Barkley and the crew. We had some Sean Bradley as well. We had so much fun. I mean, not knowing that it was going to turn out to be such an iconic movie. But we just had a blast just being able to be on that type of platform, interacting with one another, with the Looney Tunes, and just saying, you know, just having fun with the game. And so, again, those opportunities, those moments, man, was something will always be at the top of my, you know, my thought process and my memory bank.
What was that? That's right. I can hear your thoughts. Have no fear. I'm going to tell you exactly where you can get weekly access to the CLS Experience live in action. Drop in gems, nuggets, trainings, special celebrity and business mogul guest speakers, and maximum energy. We just launched the CLS membership. We have weekly Zooms with like-minded, growth-oriented juggernauts, networking and absorbing all the wisdom via weekly Zooms. Head to CultivateLastingSymphony.com and then bang, enter your new network today. Let's grow together. You dig? And that movie will last forever. Kids, generations, such a classic. From what I understand, there was a lot of crazy pickup games going on during filming and so forth, but you were a little bit injured. You couldn't really partake. Is that right?
That is true. I had surgery right afterwards, Chicago series, and I had to kind of sit on the sideline and watch them, you know, go out there and have so much fun. You know, they built this amazing tent for Michael while we were shooting Space Jam. They had a basketball court. They had a driving range where he can hit his golf ball, weights, and all sort of things. But all the guys came out and played. Reggie Miller, the Pooh Richardson, the Magic, all them guys came over to play basketball. And it was such a great opportunity to watch everybody, you know, go up and down and have some fun.
That's it. Muggsy, there's so much talent today in the NBA and so forth. Who excites you the most right now? Who do you really have your eye on that you think should be the next big breakout star?
Well, of course, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, of course, at the forefront. Loving Giannis, always going to, you know, see him continue to compete. Stephen is always going to be at the top, him and CP. But young talent like Ja Morant, LaMelo Ball, well, these young guys are starting to, Anthony Edwards as well. These guys are starting to, you know, put their name out there as stars, and possibly they can lead franchises. So we'll see with this next generation.
Muggsy, is there any hope for my New York Knicks?
It is some hope with the New York Knicks. It is some hope. New York is always going to be relevant. And it's just a matter of them getting that one player. And I think he may be on his way this year, because I think some trades may lead him that way.
Is that right?
Yeah, could wind up being that.
Who do you have on your mind?
I don't know who that could be, but it's a big name. I believe it's going to wind up with the Knicks.
I think I know who you're talking about, and that would be great. They do have a foundation right now. They have a solid coach and some good young players.
I'm sorry? They did. Yes, they do. They do have a solid – you hit the nail on the nose. They have a solid coach. They have some good core players. Just a matter of just keep putting those pieces in to complement one another.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. Muggsy, do you have your own podcast?
We were on hiatus right now. We was doing the three OGs, me, Charles Oakley, and Earl Carrington. We had some people guests on end, but we on hiatus right now.
Okay. Everybody was really excited in the audience when they heard that you were coming on and so forth. And so I always like to take one question from the audience before we wrap up. This one's not really so personal. It's kind of general, but I think you'll give a really good answer. How do you remain positive when the walls are caving in?
How you remain positive when the world...
When the walls are caving in.
That's where the faith kicked in. That's where our faith is kicked in, man. We got to always have faith. Faith is the reason why we move forward in life. So if you can always talk about never let your confidence waver, we never let our faith waver. You know, we always believe to the high regards. And I guarantee you, it may not look like it. It may be dark, but I guarantee you those clouds will open up and the sunshine will be shining right through and you will see the end of that tunnel. So have faith, have confidence, and always believe.
Bang. Absolutely love this conversation. So much respect for you. And I really appreciate your time, Muggsy. The podcast is blowing up as well as the brand. It's not so much as a following as it is a community. They're very loyal and engaging. What's the best way for the audience and the community to support you?
Well, they can go to MuggsyBoggsFamilyFoundation.org and donate with your dollars, with your prayers, as well as with volunteer work. But we always looking for those three pillars to take part and be part of our organization. So again, the dollars, the fold is always the thing that helps. But again, prayers and volunteer, we always hope that you can take part of. But the Muggsy Bogues Family Foundation.org.
I love it, and I appreciate it all. How can I personally support you, Muggsy?
That as well. I mean, any way you choose is to want to, you know, continue to bring light to our foundation. That's all I'm asking for is people to contribute to the foundation. Me personally, I'll be okay. But we have so many people that's out here that need that help and that resources to continue to believe and move forward. So we're trying to provide those with those avenues in terms of scholarships as well as feeding the community. So if y'all can help us in that regard, we'd be more than willing, more than appreciated always.
I love it. You're on social media too, right?
I am.
Okay. What's the Instagram? I'm going to tag you on some stuff and have my audience follow you.
Yeah, I'm the real Muggsy. That's the real Muggsy.
Yes, you are, brother. And like I said, the only negative I got going on is around 10 hours of chat. I'm so grateful for your time. I'm a fan, and I'm excited to build a friendship. And Muggsy, I just want you to know you're the definition of perspective, heart, and gratitude. From taking your life experience to spreading positivity, light, deep truths, you're a true gladiator, visionary, role model, and beacon of hope for anybody coming up today with big goals and aspirations. I can personally guarantee your best is yet to come. Keep on spreading your wings and leaving your mark on this world. So much love and respect for you. Thank you so much for stopping by and dropping these priceless nuggets today, Muggsy.
Oh, my pleasure, buddy. I appreciate you having me on, and you continue to do what you do and keep on spreading that nugget.
Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And follow me on Instagram @CraigSiegel_CLS. The YouTube channel, Craig Siegel, and our website, CultivateLastingSymphony.com, where you could sign up for our email blast with all free trainings on all of our content. The best is yet to come.